Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. And welcome again to Anointed and Appointed Word Ministries with Brother Norman Woodard. I am Brother Norman, and I'll be sharing an anointed and appointed word that will change, challenge, and charge your character to make an impact in this world for the kingdom of God and our Father in heaven. I'd like to send special thanks to Bishop Stephen and Ann Butterfield, who allows me to come before you every Saturday morning and break bread with you. Amen. They have a program which comes on every Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the name of their program is Turn on the Light Broadcast. Turn on the Light Broadcast with Bishop Stephen and Ann Butterfield, which comes on every Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They're also the assistant pastors at Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia, with a leader, the Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, who is also the co-founder, and the senior pastor is Pastor Oshibal Hardman. They have services every Sunday morning beginning at 9 a.m. with Sunday school, and 10 a.m. begins their worship service. They have Bible studies every Wednesday at noon Eastern Standard Time. You can call into this number, 917-388-4161, and listen to their Bible study live. They also have Bible studies at the location every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia. You can catch them on Facebook, YouTube, and their website is comingtothelight.org. That's comingtothelight.org. But thank you once again for calling in. Before we get into the word, we're going to hear a song, amen.
You're proud of the God that you serve, and you know that there is nobody like our God. Put those hands together. Come on. There's nobody greater. There's nobody that can compare to our God. There you go. Simple song says it like this.
Nobody like our God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Who wouldn't love a God like this? Our healer, Jehovah Rapha. He's our sustainer. He's our way maker. He's Jehovah Jireh, our supplier. Whatever we need, he said, I am that. I am. He's everything we need. That's who he is. Knowing everything that we've been through, when we think about our lives, to still be here. Not looking at our circumstances or what we may be facing, but just to be here, to be alive. As the song said, never would have made it without you, God. Hallelujah. There's nobody like our God. There's nobody like our God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. Well, thank you once again for calling in. We're in February 2024. Does anybody even remember January? January is gone. We're already in February. Before we know it, in the blink of an eye, time will be no more. Jesus is soon to return. Glory to God. That should be exciting to you. If it's not to you, it's exciting to me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus is soon to return. We just don't know how soon is. Let's get coming out of the book of St. Matthew. St. Matthew, the 6th chapter. The 10th verse, 6th chapter, in the 10th verse, and it reads, Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. The title of the message this morning is The Will of God. The Will of God. Let us pray. Father, thank you, Lord, once again for watching over us as we lay down to rest before you. Thank you, Father, for charging your angels to be encamped around about us, protecting us and keeping us in their care, God, fighting off all the fiery darts of the enemy, keeping us from all harm and danger. And thank you, Father, for waking us up this morning to see another glorious day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it, Father. Thank you, Father, for waking us up, for giving us another chance, another opportunity to praise you, to thank you, to magnify you, to glorify you, Father. And even to represent you, Father. And for those who don't know you, to accept your Son, Jesus, as their Lord and Savior. Thank you, Father, for your word that saves, your word that heals, your word that delivers, your word that sets free, Father, all those who are bound and captive in what we call sin. Thank you for your Son, Jesus, Father, who you sent to be the propitiation for our sins, to stand in the gap, Father, to live a sinless life, to take the sins of the world to the cross, to be sacrificed, to be crucified, Father. Hallelujah. And thank you, Father, for even allowing Jesus to go to hell for us, God. But he went on a mission to take the keys of hell from Satan, stripping him of all of his power. And Father, thank you for raising Jesus up on the third day with all power in his hands, Father. And thank you, Father, for receiving Jesus into heaven with his sinless, precious, conquering blood, giving us the victory, Father, giving us access to you, Father. And Father, thank you for Holy Spirit, for his leading, his guiding, his teaching, his comfort. Thank you for you, Almighty God, our Father, who art in heaven, the creator of all things. Thank you, Father, for considering us, for calling us your own, for creating us, God. Now, Father, as we receive your word, your message, help us to apply to our lives, to make it personal, God, that we may be better for it, to represent you, God, to honor you, to go out and do what you called us to do. We thank you and we praise you, Father, for there's nobody like you. Hallelujah. There's nobody like you, Father. We thank you and we praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. The will of God. The will of God. That's what this life is all. The will of God. We have this adversary, this accuser, on against the will of God, called Satan, the devil. It's all about the will of God. The word will means a desire or a wish, purpose. Purpose is an intention, something set up as an object or end to be attained. I want to keep that in mind. Something set up as an object or end to be attained. Jesus, in St. Matthew, the 6th chapter, he said, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven." So Jesus understood his purpose. His purpose was to introduce the will of God. Not just to introduce it, but to carry it out. Introduce the will of God and to carry it out. When we look at St. John, the 4th chapter, St. John, the 4th chapter, starting at verse 31, St. John 4 and 31, and it reads, "In the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of." So his disciples, they had went to get some food. When they came back, everyone's eating. And so they noticed Jesus wasn't eating. They say, "Master, here, eat." But his response was, "I have meat to eat that ye know not of." Therefore said the disciples one to another, "Hath any man brought him aught to eat?" Meaning, did somebody bring him something to eat while we were gone? Well, the answer to that is no, because he had the conversation with the woman at the well while they were gone. Caused them to wonder, what did he mean? By saying he have meat to eat that ye know not of. He was focused. Purpose, his mission. But he was saying, food, refreshment, that satisfies the fleshly appetite. But he was saying, my appetite, spiritual. For his satisfaction, his delight, is converting souls. For it says that he came to seek and save that which was lost. His mission. His purpose. His reason for being on this earth. Let's look at 5:36. St. John 5:36. Well, let's finish this passage. Let's go back to St. John 4. St. John 4, verse 31. And it reads, in the meanwhile, his disciples prayed him, saying, Master, eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. Therefore said the disciples one to another, if any man brought him aught to eat? Jesus saith unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. He understood his purpose. He was saying the true sustenance of life is to do God's will and to accomplish what we are here for. To do God's will and to accomplish what we are here for. Even in the natural realm, nothing stimulates, keeps alive, or maintains courage more than seeing success in the mission one is dedicated to bring about. He knew his mission. That's what sustained him. That's what gave him satisfaction. Is doing the will of God and to finish his work, to complete it, to bring it to an end. That's why I said, remember this definition, something set up as an object or end to be attained. The will of God is what was set up. The will of God. Look at Ephesians 5th chapter. Ephesians 5th chapter, verse 17. And it reads, wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Be ye not unwise. Unwise to act senseless. Do not become madmen. Reminding us to be sober. When you're under the influence, you lose focus. I know when I was under the influence, a lot of times I would forget things. I would black out. So the next morning, when I woke up, I wouldn't even remember what happened the night before. So Paul is saying, be sober so that you can stay focused. Understand what the will of the Lord is. So what is the will of the Lord? the will of the Lord. Let's go to 1 Timothy, 2nd chapter. 1 Timothy, 2nd chapter. We're going to start at verse 1. Give me 1 Timothy, the 2nd chapter, starting at verse 1. And it reads, I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Who did you think about when I said that? All men. Even that. Or even those that came to your mind. For kings, we don't have kings, but we have presidents. Even ex-presidents, says for all men, for those who are in authority, those who are in certain positions, from the highest position to the lowest. A lot of people look down on the homeless. If we should be praying for anybody, it should be the homeless. God cover them. God protect them. God keep them in your care. Give them shelter, Father. Give them food, Father. Watch over them. Charge your angels to be encamped around the battle to protect them, God. Change their situations, Father. Those who are in authority, God, give them wisdom. Give them understanding. Give them a heart for you, God, that they may lead and make godly decisions. Supplications, prayers, and intercessions, and giving of thanks. Yes. Thank God for them. Thank you, Father, that they're in that position. Now use them for your glory, God. Send somebody in their path to plant seeds. To introduce them to your son, Jesus, that they may accept him as their Lord and Savior. For kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. That's why we should pray for them, that they may make decisions that will cause us to be at peace. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. This is the will of God. Verse 4 says, who will have all men. And understand men meaning male and female. Who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. That's the will of God. For all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. And what is that truth? For there is one God, verse 5, and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. That's the will of God. That all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. The truth, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. To introduce them to Jesus. Who will have all men to be saved. All men to be saved. No matter what we think about them. No matter what they think about us. The will of God. That all men be saved and that all come to the knowledge of the truth. Let's look at 1 Peter 2nd chapter. I'm going to read verse 9. It says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing. This is the will of God. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That's the will of God. He doesn't want anyone to perish, but he wants all to come to repentance. Repentance. Imagine that. If all. 2 Corinthians 7. It says, if my people who are called by my name should humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. It says, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. He's talking about his people. But here he says, he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Imagine if everybody repented for their sins and asked God for forgiveness and received Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Man, that's heaven on earth right there. That's heaven on earth. Says, but the day of the Lord, verse 10, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Knowing this, present world system of evil spirits, sinful and fallen nature, diseases, germs, corruptions, and all elements by which men corrupt themselves. It will all be dissolved. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word shall never pass away. It says, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing ye look for such things, be diligent. There it is again. Be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. Saying, beware, pray and watch. Be sober, be vigilant. Because our redemption is drawing nigh. The will of God for all to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. For all come to repentance. Not willing that any should perish. It's not talking about the natural death, spiritual death. That's not God's will. God's will is for all to repent. That's why when people say, How can God send somebody to hell? He doesn't. He's given us free will. He's given us the power to make our own decisions. It's a choice. A lot of people talk about but choose not to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. That's why Paul said, be sober-minded. Don't be distracted. Don't get caught up in the cares of the world. Let's look at Romans the 12th chapter. Some of y'all know this, one of my favorites. Romans the 12th chapter, starting at verse 1. And it reads, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. So if someone is presenting their bodies as a living sacrifice, if they're presenting their bodies holy, if they're presenting their bodies acceptable unto God, there's no fornication. There's no adultery. There's no abortions. Because you're presenting your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world. And be not conformed to this world. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. That ye may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Perfect will of God. Present your body as a living sacrifice. Present your bodies as being holy. Present your bodies as being acceptable unto God. Be not conformed to this world. The world's way. The world's understanding. The world's image. Says, don't pattern yourselves, the world. Don't do the things the world does. Don't involve yourself. With the things of the world. Say, though the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. He's given all of us a measure of faith. Faith, believe, and accept. To believe and accept who Jesus said he was. The Son of God sent to do the will of God. Let's look at St. John 4th chapter. St. John 4th chapter. 17th chapter. St. John 17th chapter, verse 4. 17th chapter, verse 4. This is Jesus speaking. It says, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And let's go to verse 20. And it reads, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one. The United States of America, the United States of America, not one state in America agree with each other. That all may be one. As thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved them as thou hast loved me. The will of God. We're going to end it here. St. John 19th chapter. St. John the 19th chapter. Starting at verse 28. And it reads, after this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished. This when Jesus was on the cross. Says Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar and put it upon hyssop and put it to his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. He says, it is finished. Remember the intention. Something set up as an object or end to be attained. He came to introduce us to the will of God and to carry it out. The will of God is for all. To be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth of Jesus Christ. All receive eternal life. And that all come to repentance. That's the will of God. No matter who it is, that should be our prayer. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So thank you. Thank you, Father, for introducing us to your will. And thank you, Father, for allowing Jesus to carry your will out, to give us access, Father, to give us understanding, give us the opportunity. Now, Father, help us. Help us to continue that mission. To continue your purpose. To introduce the truth. That someone may ask, what must I do to be saved? For that's your purpose. That's your will. Thank you for it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. The will of God. The will of God is for all to be saved. Come to knowledge of truth. To come to repentance. To receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Love you. God bless you. Talk to you next week. Anointed and Appointed Word Ministries with Brother Norman Woodard.